Confronting our rationale for accepting subjection reveals this: fear of our fellows, and that's it. The lack of belief in the possibility of good fellowship. But as only a critical mass of folks who do believe in its possibility is required, and as the rest need only to see it, to believe it, it is this critical mass we must foster and grow. As those who see our future must be the ones who, with intention, manifest it. But what would I have done when I was a young mother if someone had told me this? I still have that question. I can hear power now. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be able to read or buy those books you needed. So once you did learn, you wouldn't have believed you could. I gave you the confidence. The money you saved to create the nascence came from me. Don't bite the hand that feeds. So what could I have done? What could I have done when I was a young mother and someone said to me, the regime of class is totalitarian. You have been raised and are raising your child, the both of you, as subjects. Power is global. It's privatizing the globe and so remaking human nature. Humanity itself is now at risk. The commons is rapidly disappearing. The earth we need to live has been ripped from our hands and made private. Our commonwealth has been turned to the ignoble game of rule, of determining who will be the pinpoint of the hierarchy. And we commoners are but the pawns and fuel for them at their disposal, and rewarded or punished at their whim. What would I have done? And the truth is, I don't know, except to say my habit has long been to follow my questions and to seek out what feels authentic. Beyond that, I don't know.